Pesachim, Berg Hei Mishnah Gimel. Shchata Shalola Ochla. If a person shechts a carbon Pesach and it's done for people that cannot eat, like a chola, a zakin, or cotton, they can't eat a kzayis of basar. And there's nobody else as part of this minion of people that are appointed to this carbon Pesach. These are all the people, and they all can't eat. V'shalol menuyav, or he shechts it for the people that were not designated as part of this minoy of the carbon Pesach. La'arelim v'latmeim, or he shechts it for people that do not have a bris milah. It's interesting, the Rav says we're dealing with Yisrael that shemesu acheyem achmas milah. These are people, o'aleinu, that their brothers died because of milah. So they're not a mummer. I guess because if they're people that purposely didn't have a bris milah, they would be puzzled for a different reason, l'chora. So the Rav had to chap on to that case of Arelim. V'latmeim, also people that are tamei, because a tamei person cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. Puzzle. All these cases, it's puzzle. As the Rav brings, because the Torah says, ish l'fi achlo tachosu al aseh. So it says, l'fi achlo, it has to be roi lechol, it has to be to the people that are fitting to eat. So any of these people, since they're not fitting to eat, and you shechted it, l'shem these people, therefore, it's pasul. However, la'oichlov, v'shaloi la'oichlov, however, if you have people that can eat it and people that can't, and you had in mind both of them, so regular, healthy people that can eat a kazayas and people that cannot, or limnuyov, v'shaloi limnuyov, or you had in mind people that were part of the minoy and people that were also not part of the minoy, so you have included there people that can eat it, lamulim, v'la'arelim, and also people that had bris milah and people that did not, L'tmeim v'l'tahorim, t'meim and tahorim, kosher. Here it's kosher. Why is this case kosher? But in the previous case, where it was l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo, where one of the avodas was done l'shmo, and one was shalo l'shmo, or even the same avoda where you had in mind that the shechita is l'shmo, but during that same time you had in mind that the zrika would be shalo l'shmo, so you had a good and a bad together, there the bad made the whole thing not work. So why here is it okay? So the Rav explains that over there, that's a psul in the guf of the carbon. When one does zrika shalol l'shmo, has in mind to do zrik shalol l'shmo, or shchita shalol l'shmo, all these cases, it's like a psul in the actual carbon itself. Mashingin over here, it's not a psul in the carbon. The avod of the carbon was fine. But there's a side thing that the carbon has to be makriv l'shem somebody that can eat it. And it wasn't done so. So it's not a problem in the etzim carbon, it's a problem on the outside. Next case, shchata kodem chatzos, if one shechts it before chatzos, which is not the time to shech the carbon Pesach, pasul. So it's pasul. Mishum shenemar bein harbaim, because the Torah says, bein harbaim, which is like we said, when the sun and the shadow starts going towards the west, which starts at, from a day that starts from 6 to 6, would be from 12:30 until 6 o'clock. From one Erev, that's the first Erev, meaning 12:30 is the one Erev, and sunset is the second Erev. So bein harbaim, those two Erevs, between that time, that's the time to shech the carbon Pesach. Shchatu kodum latamid, if you shech the carbon Pesach before the carbon tamid, we know that the carbon Pesach should be the one that's last for the day, as the Torah says, Erev. We mentioned this earlier, that there's a Lashon Erev written twice. But lamaisi, you didn't do that. You first shechted the carbon Pesach before the carbon tamid shal bein arbayim, kosher. So b'dievet, it's still okay. It's still kosher. Uvilvat sheyeh echad mimaris b'damo, achi zarek dama tamid. Just make sure that you have one person that keeps mixing the blood of the carbon Pesach until you complete doing the zrika on the carbon tamid. Meaning, we're talking about a case, the Mefarshim explained, Lech Shlomo, that you shechted the carbon Pesach incorrectly. You shechted it before the carbon tamid. Carbon Pesach should be the last thing that day. You shechted it first, and then you shechted the carbon tamid. Now, which zrika do you do first? So now the Mishnah tells us it's kosher, what you did. Just make sure you keep mixing the carbon Pesach's blood, so now you can properly first do the zrika, the avodas and the zrika of the carbon tamid, and then after you finish that, you would then do the avodas of the carbon Pesach. However, if the case was where you didn't even shech the carbon tamid, you just shechted the carbon Pesach, and then they realized that they made a mistake, but they didn't shech the carbon tamid yet, in that case, they should actually complete the carbon Pesach instead of first shechting the carbon tamid. So the Mishnah's case is only where you also shechted the carbon tamid. Then and only then would we start mixing the blood and waiting. But if they didn't shech the carbon Pesach to begin with, the Gemara says they would then complete the carbon Pesach and even do the zrika on the carbon Pesach, and then they would do the carbon tamid. V'im nizrak kosher. If you did the zrika before the carbon tamid, which is actually the case we just said, even in a case where you did the shechita of the carbon tamid, so you shechted them both, and still yet you did the zrika of the carbon Pesach first, it's still kosher, because even though the Torah says be'erev twice, it says be'erev and also bein arbayim, it doesn't pasul it b'dievet if you don't do it this way.